Earlier in the show, we heard a story about daily fantasy sports. Now we turn to fantasy sports of another kind, the kind where groups of friends and friends of friends face off throughout an entire season. And unlike in real sporting events, where the focus is on what the winners win, a trophy, a ring, a lot of money, sometimes in fantasy sports, the focus is on the losers or loser. Why? Because some leagues have punishments for whoever comes in last. Only a Game's Martin Kessler set out to find the very worst of those.
When's the last time you wrote with a pencil? Not a pen, like with an actual number two pencil. It was week 7 when I really started asking myself that question. Let me explain. In week 7 of the 2015 NFL season, my fantasy football team lost its 5th straight game. I won't bore you with the injury reports, but Team Kessler was dropping down the standings. In our league, a group of my recently graduated friends from college had a punishment. The person who finished last had to take the SAT. Again. That would mean paying $50 for a 4-hour reminder that trigonometry is not like riding a bicycle. Over the next few weeks, when I took a break from desperately scanning the waiver wire for useful players, I started to wonder if anyone playing in another fantasy football league might be dreading an even worse punishment. And that's what led me to Jackson Logie.
I think I took Tom Brady in the first round, and maybe should look the running back route instead.
It's about 2:30 on a sunny Saturday afternoon, 2 months after the end of the 2015 fantasy season, when I meet Jackson Logie, or as one of his friends affectionately calls him, Jackson the Loser Logie. Manhattan bars are typically bad places for radio interviews, but Jackson's hoping to calm his nerves a little bit, because in a couple hours, he's scheduled to perform a stand-up comedy routine, and...
I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty nervous. I'm not a generally funny person.
Jackson is not a stand-up comic. He doesn't even want to be one. But he does play fantasy football, and the last place owner in his league was required to perform at an open mic.
The whole high school league, some other friends, friends of friends, co-workers, all the guys I work with are coming. So there's absolutely a worst-case scenario. I could barely sleep last night. I think the worst-case scenario is getting up there and just not remembering anything.
I leave Jackson. He says he's got notes to review and a couple more IPAs to drink before showtime, and take my spot at the venue, the basement of another bar. There's a mic set up in the middle of the room. The tables surrounding it are soon full. 15 to 20 amateur comics are scheduled to perform, but almost everyone in the audience is here to see Jackson. Jackson begins his routine by setting low expectations.
This is going to be really, really painful for all of you, and it's going to suck. And to be honest, I really should have tried to get out of it. And I didn't. I feel badly about it. And I used to have this buddy back in college who tried to get out of everything. Absolutely everything.
Jackson tells the story of a college friend who wasn't prepared when his teaching assistant called on him.
He immediately looks down and just goes, "Phone call, I gotta take this." And he just books it out of the room. Everyone's like, "Okay, whatever, that's obviously fake."
Jackson goes on for another couple minutes before realizing enough is enough.
That's all I got. Thank you guys for coming.
After the cheers die down, I pull Jackson aside for a quick debrief.
I blacked out. I have no idea what I said.
Will he ever take the stage again?
Absolutely not.
This is one time enough.
One time thing. I did it. It's fine. It was awesome. And that's that.
It was awesome? That doesn't sound so bad. So I started searching Twitter for things like fantasy football punishment and miserable. That's how I found Steve Clark. He works as a school psychologist in New York State's North Country. He plays in a fantasy league with some of the kids he used to coach on the JV baseball team.
It's pretty cutthroat. I thought I was going to outsmart all the young guys, but I can't keep up.
His league decided that the top 3 finishers would get the honor of creating a personalized punishment for the loser. So when Steve, one of the only Red Sox fans in town, came in last, he had an idea of where it was headed.
So I assumed I would have to wear Yankee gear. The political one stung a little bit more than that.
Turns out, supporting the Red Sox isn't the only thing that makes Steve unusual.
I live in upstate New York, which is a tremendously conservative area of New York State. And there's not a whole lot of us Democrats up here. So they have this baseball hat that says, Make America Great Again. So they decided that my punishment was that I had to pose as a Donald Trump supporter. At first they thought I should have to wear this baseball hat in school where I work, but then they decided, no, it might be better to have it as my profile picture on my Twitter account.
And they told Steve that he had to make the picture look authentic and not tell anyone why he'd done it. Otherwise, they'd make the punishment even worse. So
I, you know, sat on my deck with my Make America Great Again hat. I was holding an American flag, a bottle of Jim Beam bourbon, and one of my son's hunting rifles. My son took the picture, and it went up on my Twitter account. All the phone calls started coming. I have two daughters. They were calling me right away. What's happened to Dad? What's going on? You know, we're concerned.
It got worse for the school psychologist.
Our school principal got a message from our district superintendent who just said, you know, is something going on with Steve? He's our primary mental health service provider here in school, and he's posing with a rifle and a bottle of bourbon.
Okay, putting your job at risk for fantasy football, a punishment can't get worse than that, right? But then Steve finished the story.
You know, slowly over the time, they knew it was just a joke. But it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with it.
Enough fun, apparently, that Steve is signed up for the coming season, though he's been warned about a repeat performance.
Basically, what they said is, I better not finish last again, because if I do, the punishment will be doubled. But I'm in a panic, because I do not want to finish last again.
Unaspiring comic Jackson the Loser Logie and his buddies already have their new punishment picked out. Last place has to earn $10 playing street music in Central Park. Neither Jackson nor any of his friends play instruments. But I still wonder, is that or wearing a Trump hat or the stand-up comedy routine really worse than the SAT? Because I never found out. The waiver wire paid off, and Team Kessler finished in a respectable pre-ante-penultimate place. That's, I studied my SAT vocab words for fourth from last. And I'd ask the actual loser of our league, a guy named Edward Benjamin Samuels from Pasadena, California. But unlike Steve Clark or Jackson the Loser Logie, he chickened out of his punishment. Which makes me think, the SAT must really be the worst.
That's only a game's Martin Kessler. His league hasn't settled on a punishment for this season yet, but maybe getting called out on NPR is the start of a new tradition.